Just a Closer Walk by Virginia Brandt Berg.
Through this world of toil and snares, if I falter, Lord, who cares? Who with me my burden shares? None but Thee, dear Lord, none but Thee. When my feeble life is o'er, time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely, o'er to Thy kingdom shore, just a closer walk with Thee. What a beautiful song. If you have a problem today, a great need in your life, maybe your situation is like the dear woman who wrote to us. She said, I have done all the things that you have suggested and read all the books, but everything is just the same. And I have talked and talked to God for hours about my need. I poured out my heart, but I've had no answer. What do I do now? I could tell from the rest of her letter that she had done all the talking, but she hadn't done any listening to God. So I answered her by saying, stop talking and listen for a while. Listen to God's word. Be still and let Him speak to you. When you get quiet and wait on Him, there will come a prompting from Him in a still, small voice. The answer is there for you, and God will speak. When I've talked about keeping on seeking and knocking, we didn't mean to keep on talking and talking and asking God with a multitude of words and an insistence in talking it out with Him. Here's a little poem by Martha Snell Nicholson. Sometimes I do not even pray in words. I take my heart in my two hands and hold it up before the Lord. I'm so glad He understands. Sometimes I do not even pray in words. My spirit bows before His feet, and with His hand upon my head, we just hold communion, silent, sweet. Sometimes I do not pray in words, for I'm tired and long for rest. And my heart finds all it needs just resting on the Savior's gentle breast. I didn't mean that you should keep on asking with so much talking and insistence on expressing yourself in words, but rather to keep on believing and expecting and waiting for God to answer. And He will. Prayer in its highest meaning is not pleading with God or demanding things from Him, but it is communion with God, opening your whole being heavenward, Godward, and waiting for His divine response. If you have prayed and received no answers yet, and it seems as if when you pray, the heavens are brass and God has been deaf to your pleading cries, remember this. No earnest, sincere prayer to the Heavenly Father has ever gone unnoticed. But it is also true that God has His time for all things, and He is working out His purposes. Give God time. Time is a great clarifier. It reveals, after continued prayer, things that we didn't see at first. If God had answered prayer when it was first prayed, what a blessing and mighty miracle would have been denied to some in God's word, especially to Daniel. If God had answered the prayers of the three Hebrew children before they went into the fiery furnace, what a lesson to us all would have been lost. There are many instances in the word of God where it took time for God to work out His own purposes before He answered prayer. But answer He did. And often with greater blessing and victory for the supplicant than would have been had He sent the answer immediately. God's word tells a story in the 15th chapter of Matthew of a woman of Canaan. Her daughter was grievously vexed with a devil, and she sought Christ's healing power. And God's word says, but He did not answer her a word. It goes on to say, And his disciples came and begged him, saying, "Send her away, for she's crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. Yet at first, he did not answer her a word. Andrew Murray wrote, "Our great danger in this school of the answer delayed is a temptation to think that after all, it may not be God's will to give us what we ask. If our prayer be according to His word and under the leading of the Holy Spirit, let's not give way to any fear that it isn't His will. Let no delay shake our faith. Of faith it holds good. First comes the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. Each believing prayer brings a step nearer the final victory. Each believing prayer helps to ripen the fruit and bring us nearer to it. It fills up the measure of prayer and faith known to God alone. It conquers the hindrances of the unseen world, and it hastens the end. Child of God, give the Father time. He's long-suffering over you, and He wants the blessing rich and full and sure. Give Him time while you cry day and night." Someone has wisely said, "Some prayers have a longer voyage than others, but they come with a richer landing at last." Men and women of old held on with tenacity to the verse that said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." Hold on, dearly beloved, hold on. Trust God. Keep seeking. Don't give up. His promise is for you. He's still on the throne. Prayer will change things for you like it has for others.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.